This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Welcome to episode 4 of our Moments with the Quran. This Ramadan 1441, after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Medina. Today we zoom into Surah Al-Baqarah and in particular ayah 216, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, perhaps there are times when you dislike something, but it is good for you. You just don't know. And perhaps there are times when you love something, but really it's bad for you, and you just don't know. Wallahu ya'lam. Allah always knows. Wa antum la ta'lamun. And you always don't know. Right? Subhanallah. Meaning there's going to be more times than once where you just don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the present tense in these ayat, and I explained to you in previous episodes that the present tense carries the meaning of something which is done now and something that continuously happens. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that He continuously knows, and Allah is telling us that on more than one occasion we may think that we know, but we really don't know. This is a beautiful, beautiful ayah, subhanAllah, because it really brings about perspective. And perspective is everything, brothers and sisters in Islam. You know, we can actually say this is a universal law. This ayah is a law from the laws of the universe, right? Because it's a reality that will last until the day of Qiyamah and will never, ever change. And it's been a reality since ever, subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always knows. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the life of this world, it gives us dynamic days, yani days that are sometimes for us, days that are sometimes against us, days that sometimes make us smile, days that, subhanAllah, they make us cry, days that sometimes bring about stress, days that sometimes bring about elation and contentment. This is the nature of the life of this world. But this ayah is teaching us that irrespective of what happens, never lose your footing, never lose your setting. And remember that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who knows, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always test us during the life of this world, during the good moments and during the difficult moments. You know, it's amazing, subhanAllah, I speak to so many people and I ask them this question, when do you feel that you're tested? And they say, when things don't go our way. But the reality is, brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us even when things go our way. Right? We learn this in the story of Sulaiman, when he thanks Allah for what Allah gave him and says, Allah has given me all this to test me if I'm going to be grateful or ungrateful. Right? All the goodness he had and all the good days he was living through, he considered it a test. A test through which Allah will make manifest whether he was a grateful believer or an ungrateful believer. Right? And Allah tells us in other parts of the Quran that Allah will test us in good times and difficult times. In the good times to see whether we'll be grateful and remember Allah, or whether we'll be ungrateful and attribute, right, financial standing and material well-being and the fortunes of our day and month and year to ourselves. Like the person in the story that we find in Surah Al-Kahf, the man who had two gardens and Allah gave him everything. Instead of thanking Allah, he became arrogant and he says, you know what, I'm going to live forever. And if I die, Allah will give me a paradise better than this one. Because look how amazing this paradise is. He became arrogant. He failed the test. We are tested also during the good times. And yes, we are tested as well during the difficult times. Allah will make manifest whether we're going to be patient and maintain our footing and maintain our setting, or whether we will lose our footing and our setting and ourselves. Whatever we go through, brothers and sisters in Islam, whichever day is open for us when we wake up in the morning, remember that whatever happens, no matter how I see it, sometimes I might see it as bad, but there's goodness in it for me. Sometimes it might be difficult, right? But there's goodness in it for me. And sometimes I might say it's easy and it's pleasant. But I should never forget that this is also a test. It might be something that is not good for me, right? So I should be diligent with the waking of every day and the sleeping of every night, irrespective of my circumstance that day. I should make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring goodness in everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to me in terms of good fortune. And I should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect me from bad fortune. But when bad fortune comes, I ask Allah to shower upon me a beautiful patience so that I'm patient and I win. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith when he said a believer is in a win-win situation. When the day is for him or her, they are grateful and this is good for them. And when the day goes against him or her, they are patient and this is good for them. They are patient because they know I may dislike this, but there's goodness for me. That goodness is in Allah rewarding you and making you from the rightly guided and giving you a paradise that you would never have imagined. SubhanAllah, this is good for you. And during the day when you were thankful, when the day went for you again, you were thankful to Allah. You never forgot about Allah. You never lifted yourself to a position that Allah didn't give you. This is good for you as well. Alhamdulillah. All right. So remember this, brothers and sisters in Islam, things are not as they seem. Rather, we should bolster ourselves with the qualities of gratitude and patience. For always remember, as a universal law, there are some things that we think are good for us, but they're not. And some things that we think are bad for us, but they actually are. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.